Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitya Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitya Gaura Haribo.
Jaya Om Vishnu Padaya Paramhamsa Parivegacharya Astata Rastada. Is the Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Jai Om Vishnu Padaya Paramahamsa Parivegacharya Astata Rastada. His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Grantaraj Ki Jai. All glories to the assemble of devotees. All glories to the assemble of devotees. All glories to the assemble of devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Vishnu Padaya. Namaste, Sarasvati Devi, Guravani Pracharani, Vishishashunya Vajra Pashyadishna, Vancha Kalpatra Vyascha, Kripa Sintu Bezevacha, Patiyanam Pavanevi Vaishnavevi Namanama. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today's reading from Canto 10, Chapter 13, entitled Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves. Verses 21 and 22. Tat tadvatsan prahanitva. Tat tad goshteni veshyasaha. Tat tad atma bhavad rajams. Tat tad sama pravishtavan. Tattad vatsan prathanitva. Tattad goshteni veshyasaha. Tattad atma bhavad rajams. Tattad sadma pravishtavan. Tattad vatsan prathanitva. Tattad goshteni veshyasaha. Tattad amba vadrajams. Tattad sama pravishtavan. Атадватсан Будханитва. Дадгаштани Вешьясаха. Атадатма Бхавадраджамс. Атат Садма Правиштавам. Атадватсан Будханитва. Дадгаште Нивесья Саха. Атадатма Бхавадраджамс. Атсадма Правиштаван. Атадватсан Прадханитва. Атадгаште Нивесья Саха. Атадатма Бхавадраджамс. Атат Садма Правиштаван. We read the next verse in Sanskrit. Tadmataro Venurhava Tvarotita. Udhapya darbik parivabhya nirbharam snehasnutastanya payak sadhasavan matva param brahma satan apyayan. That's verse 22. And read the translation, verse 21. Tat vatsan. The calves which belong to different cows. Prathak, separately, nitva, bringing, tat goshte, to their respective cow sheds, niveshya, entering, saha, Krishna, tat atma, as originally different individual souls. Abhavat. He expanded himself in that way. Rajan. O King Parikshit. Tat Sadma. The respective houses. Pravishtavan, entered. Krishna thus entered everywhere. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, Krishna, who had divided himself as different calves and also as different cowherd boys, entered different cowsheds and the calves, and then different homes as different boys. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna had many, many friends, of whom Sridhama, Sudama, and Subala were prominent. Thus Krishna himself became Sridham, Sudam, and Subha, and entered their respective houses with their respective calves. Verse 22, which I already chanted once in Sanskrit. Verse 22 is translation. The mothers of the boys, upon hearing the sounds of the flutes and bugles being played by their sons, immediately rose from their household tasks, lifted their boys onto their laps, embraced them with both arms, and began to feed them with their breast milk, which flowed forth because of extreme love, specifically for Krishna. Actually, Krishna is everything. But at that time, expressing extreme love and affection, he took special pleasure in feeding Krishna, the Parabrahman. They took special pleasure in feeding Krishna, the Parabrahman. And Krishna drank their milk, the milk from his respective mothers, as if it were a nectarian beverage. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although all the elderly gopis knew that Krishna was the son of Mother Yashoda, they still desired, if Krishna had become my son, I would also have taken care of him like Mother Yashoda. This was their inner ambition. Now, in order to please them, Krishna personally took the role of their sons and fulfilled their desire. They enhanced their special love for Krishna by embracing him and feeding him, and Krishna tasted their breast milk to be just like a nectarian beverage. While thus bewildering Brahma, he enjoyed the special transcendental pleasure created by Yoga Maya between all the other mothers and himself. Om Agnati Mirandasya Agnandaya Shakaya Chakshuram Tam Gina Tashmahi Shigran Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Sapinam Yana Bhutale Thank you for coming today, and at the very beginning I would like to express my gratitude for being able to make it today, and also my deepest gratitude for being able to make it on Wednesday. The week was very busy and it was very stressful in different ways, and somehow my family was able to make it on Wednesday. So thank you very much. And today's verse is very special because we can witness here the extraordinary magic of Krishna. And as I was trying to prepare for this lecture, I think I started preparing for it on Tuesday, but then we got so busy that I couldn't continue, and I was just I think wrapping it up last night, and I was trying to complete it. My son was watching, since this verse talks about the magic of Krishna, how we can do all kinds of magic, all kinds of miracles. It came to my attention that my son Nitai was watching a magic show for kids, and honestly I was distracted by it. I was in front of me was the computer and trying to type something up, and then behind was the magic show going on for kids, and even though it was for kids I was still distracted, and I'm supposed to be an adult, and so I was here every moment or so I was looking back, and oh wow, this is pretty interesting. But then I composed myself and asked my son to turn the volume down a little bit, and continued with the preparations for the lecture. And I was thinking that I used to watch those magic shows for when I was in my teens, you know. So it's not so bad, magic shows for kids. And I was thinking also that they create some kind of entertainment for our minds, whether magic shows for kids or adults. It breaks up our boredom, and but it has no lasting flavor, no lasting value. But when it comes to Krishna's magic, if you make Krishna part of your everyday activity, Krishna makes everything sublime and magical, and works in favor of his devotee, or practicing devotee. No matter what happens materially or any challenge that apparently awaits us, Krishna will make everything work out in the devotee's favor. Just keep faith and love for Krishna, so he takes care of us. We can look at the I'm always inspired by this from the very beginning of my Krishna consciousness, by the life of Srila Prabhupada and the beginning of ISKCON. There were so many apparently unexpected impediments on the path of Srila Prabhupada and spreading the movement. But look what we have now. We have a house in which the whole world can live. We just have to keep inviting more and more conditioned souls into this beautiful house that Srila Prabhupada has built. So in today's lecture, I'd like to focus on the wonderful magic of Krishna and how to help that magic work through our lives. The assumption that I'm making here is that we are all practicing devotees and we are far away from pure love for Krishna. So making this assumption, I will continue with the lecture. We are all individuals and we have our therefore, because we are all individuals, our services in Bhakti Yoga, our services will vary. Some of us are natural artists, cooks, some of them are good speakers, good writers, good musicians, and some of us do not have a very specific service that we like. We can do everything we ask for, and we try. So we may not have anything favorite that we like to do for Krishna. We just like to do everything. Some devotees may be like that. I am also inspired to explore this theme, topic. And by His Holiness Satchinananda Swami. I read one of his articles a few months ago about I think the article's title was Finding our own Jaladutaship, meaning that within the magnificent ISKCON house, we can create our own ship, our own mission, which will help ISKCON at large. And that would be our particular service we do. So here's what, over the years, what I found useful in amplifying your specific service to Krishna. There are four steps that I found useful, and I will briefly mention them, and then I will elaborate on each point. And the first step is to make a brainstorm list of main services that we are good at and that we like. The second step is to address this service in our prayers. During our morning program sometime, we address this to Krishna in a prayer. And the third step is to we are flexible, we remain flexible and adaptable in how our service develops and unfolds. The fourth step is to allow others be part of our mission or service if it is necessary. So these are the four steps, and I will now elaborate on each one of them. So making a brainstorm list of main services that you like to do for Krishna and that are your favorite. You may have 10 of them, but out of those 10 you may have 5 or 6, and out of 5 or 6 you may have 1 or 2 that you really, really like to do. Maybe putting together garlands, maybe cooking prasadam, you name it. The point that is important here is that we do not necessarily, since we are not at the pure stage of Bhakti Yoga, that's the assumption. We are sadhakas, practicing devotees. The assumption is that some of the services will not be to our liking. And that's why we should not put it on our brainstorm list. We should have some ideas, services that you like to do, but something that gives you motivation. As you look at it, as you write it out, it should give you inspiration. Yes, when can I start? What would like what can I do specifically in this service? So anything that inspires you, you write down any ideas, and then as you meditate on them, you can add more details to each idea. It is well known in the field of psychology. I think it's one of the departments, I don't know which one, maybe cognitive psychology? Not sure, but it's in psychology. There is this approach in which you write down only positive thoughts, and those when you look at it on a piece of paper, it'll inspire you into positive action. And you're allowed to omit or skip those things that may need to be addressed later, but not at currently. Things that do not inspire and make you upset and make you frustrated. You don't want to be focusing on those things at that point. Maybe in the course of time you'll gain a different perspective on those things, but at this point you just write out everything that's positive, everything that inspires you. For example, I was when I came to Krishna consciousness, I was particularly inspired by nice evening bhajans by His Grace Nirantara Prabhu. He was just amazing, and I was just looking forward to coming every Sunday to listen to bhajans and just embrace the holy name through his music. And I did not find such liking in other types of bhajans, but his bhajan appealed to me. Which at my level of practicing devotee, I have my likes and dislikes, so I took the opportunity. I would come almost every Sunday for many years to listen to his bhajans, evening bhajans, and then also I like to read Bhagavad Gita. Other services that devotees ask me to do, like washing the dishes and helping in the kitchen, were less to my liking, and I was not so inspired by them, and I often times did them, but out of respect for devotees and out of I would force myself to do it, and I was not inspired, but I still did it. So if I would go back but go back some years, I would definitely put out my brainstorm list. I'd like to learn how to maybe play bhajans, you know, for Krishna. I'd like to every day study Bhagavad Gita and maybe share with others. You know, that would be my brainstorm list. That's how it would start. And another point under this brainstorm list is that this service should not only be good for you, but it should also somehow help others. That would be a good indicator of your choice, that yes, these are good things for me, but also how can it help other devotees, maybe not today, but maybe in due course of time, how can it help other devotees or other conditioned souls who are not even practicing devotees, how can it help them come closer, become more spiritual? So that is an important point. And also, items and activities that are not directly linked to bhakti yoga are okay to put on the list, because as you may understand from Srila Prabhupada's lectures, and I think I mentioned that a few months ago, the principle of yukta vairagya can be utilized in bhakti yoga, and ultimately, and in the beginning and also ultimately, we can use anything, any activity, any venue, any method to spread the holy name, to preach, to bring people closer to Krishna, and bring ourselves closer to Krishna. So let me give you some examples of activities that are not directly linked to bhakti yoga, but they could be linked to bhakti yoga, and they could be purified if you do them in the right consciousness. I put down such activities as exercise. You know, it could be strength training, it could be yoga, tai chi, writing. Some people like writing. You can write fiction, or you can write something about Krishna, you can write your realizations. It could be learning a foreign language. Some people are good with linguistics, they're good with communications, and they have this desire to learn more. You know, I have some friends who like to, whenever they figure out that I'm Polish, they ask me, oh, I'd like to learn this word and that. How is it in Polish? You know, or, you know, and another occasion, they meet someone in our group and they speak Spanish, or they find out other Spanish, so, you know, they want to learn some words in Spanish, so they can learn a foreign language and use this to do some preaching of Krishna consciousness in a foreign language, which would be very desirable, very, very nice. I think Srila Prabhupada very much appreciate devotees who can preach in different languages. So learning a foreign language in the beginning may not be directly linked to bhakti yoga, but eventually you can use it in your spiritual journey. So I think that point was pretty much covered. The brainstorming of services that are good for you and others that may elevate your own bhakti and the bhakti of others. That would be a good starting point. And once you have your list, once you have one or two services, it can be just one. And it is actually sometimes it is much better to pick one, because you can really focus on it. Focus on that service. You're not distracted by other things. And some people like to say focus on one thing. And some people are good multitaskers. You know? I know many such people. They're great multitaskers. I cannot multitask. I'm not a good multitasker. So I just focus on one thing usually. And other things I'm not so good at. So once you have your list, make a choice, one or two items, and determine a time frame, you know. Make it, you can make it, okay, it's a lifelong commitment, but that may be too long term, you know, that may be too much. You may change your mind in a year or two, like, oh, you know what, it doesn't look like it's progressing nicely, and I made as much progress as I can, and I think I'm a little stuck, and let me try something else. So you don't have to set a long-term goal. You can set a monthly goal. You can set an annual goal. Whatever works for you. That could be there should be a time frame for your service, and how long do you expect to improve and take it to the next level? And that would mean different things to you. You know, how can I take my writing for Krishna to the next level? How can I take my cooking for Krishna to the next level? What does it mean? That's another subject matter, but that would be a good start to have that list, have your time frame, and start here. Number two, it is also important to address your main service in your prayers. Sometime during your morning program, it could be, you know, take a little break from chanting and do a prayer, or before you chant, you do a prayer to Krishna, or sometime during the morning program, or maybe during the day. But the morning time is very good to offer prayers. And what I'm suggesting here is forming your own prayer. Because this prayer could be specific to the service you desire to improve. So It is also known in yoga or in Ayurveda that devotees also know that in order for you to create positive vibrations around your consciousness and your environment, you have to repeat a certain affirmation thousands and thousands of times every day. You have to repeat it, you have to read it, repeat it, say it to yourself, say it aloud, and this will create a lasting energy within your consciousness that you can transfer into activity in the external field of action. So that affirmation, that positive affirmation, could be your prayer in the morning. For example, I can give you a little sample from my own life experience. I particularly like exercise, as you may already know. I like to exercise in different ways: running, jumping, and boxing, you name it. So years ago, I chose this exercise as I like to serve God, and I would often pray like this: my dear God, my dear Lord, and Krishna, I really like this exercise, and I cannot give it up. I'm not ready for it. Whether it's bad or good, I just really enjoy it. But I like to do it for you. I'd like to give you credit for it, for your ability, for the ability to exercise that's in me. I like to give you credit for it. I like to help others with it. Teach others about how to exercise and be healthy and happy. So I would use this kind of prayer quite often over a long period of time. In other words, I was asking Krishna, God, to allow me to continue exercise while I'm doing this kind of service for him as well. So I'd like to make myself happy because I would do it anyway. In disobeying Krishna, if Krishna doesn't want me to exercise, but I like to do it for Krishna and somehow make it better and help others with it, if you know what I mean. In this prayer, what is important to address is that you would like to please the Lord with your service, and that you would like to help other individuals with your service. Not only make yourself happy and God, but also others who may be devotees or maybe non-devotees who may therefore be more inspired to be your friends and maybe later on become devotees. But for now, the exercise, the teaching of exercise, you're doing the exercise and teaching others about exercise would make others healthier and happier at that point. So helping others with your service. And also in your prayer, you should express your reliance on Krishna's ultimate control and on Krishna's will to help you. And also reliance on Krishna's helping you in developing your skill in that service. In that particular service, whatever it is, that will prevent you from becoming proud as you improve in your particular service, whatever it is: cooking for Krishna, writing for Krishna, or exercising for Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if I'm not mistaken, it's chapter 7, maybe 9, that he is the ability in man. He's the ability. So whatever we have, whatever we think we have talent for, is given from Krishna. So this is number two, forming a nice prayer and expressing that prayer, saying that prayer every day to enhance your energy, to fortify your energy, to invite all the things that Krishna wants to send your way. Once you made your decision to do that service, Krishna wants to send you help and help you. So you're saying that prayer and you're opening yourself up to receiving that help, which is a very well-known phenomenon in this in the field of psychology as well. You have to be open to help and improvement before you can improve in your particular service or activity. Point three that I'd like to cover is that during the course of performing a service and improving in your service for the Lord's sake, you have to be flexible and adaptable. You have to let Krishna drive your chariot. Let Krishna ride your chariot. And I couldn't think of any better example than Bhagavad Gita and Krishna driving Arjuna on the battlefield. I mean, Krishna is good, right? Krishna is more than good. He's the best charioteer. He's the best driver. I mean, if you have Krishna as your driver, might as well relax and focus on what Krishna wants you to do. Why worry so much about the driving part? You know, so that is very important to be flexible and adaptable. You may have an initial plan of how the service should be or unfold, or how you should be improving. But Krishna may have a slightly different plan. Krishna knows best. He knows best how what it means for us to improve in that particular service. Let me give you an example from my own life. Before I go into that, let me just tell you that in the second point about the prayer, what's important to have is consistency and perseverance. And that in this point, where we are allowing Krishna to be our driver and charioteer and being in control, we are being faithful and patient. Being faithful and patient, and that is that quality is very much needed at that point. Krishna will take care of us as we develop our service. So my personal example that I would like to mention is that when I came from Poland many years ago, I had this idea in mind. That was before I came in contact with devotees. So I had this idea in mind somehow that as soon as I come to Chicago, I will learn the language and I will somehow open up my own school of martial arts. I don't know, I just was inspired to do this, and I was like a young teenager, and somehow I had this desire. So I promised God that, you know, I'll do my martial arts, and I'd like to control my mind and the senses, and I'd like to do it in your service, but I will open up my school of martial arts. That was my intention. That was my plan, and this was kind of without writing it down. I didn't make any brainstorm list, but that's what I wanted to do. And I had continued to desire like this for many years, into my, I think, 20s. This was my intention, and but somehow, even though I had this intention of serving God in this way, I became busy with school. My parents inspired me to go to school more, go to college after high school, and it distracted me from being consistent in the practice of martial arts and doing what I need to do to become a master at that level that I could open a school. So I tried, I practiced what I could, but I was not able to spend enough time with it. And then later, when I finished school, I had to take care of paying off my school loans, and also my parents moved away from my favorite martial arts school, so I had a sentiment for that school, and it was very far, and I was not able to go there regularly either. I was busy with work, working two jobs, paying off my loans, and just busy and distracted by other things. I was not able to continue regularly. I still go there, but it was not enough, in my estimation, to take my martial arts to the next level. But what happened during that period of time, I met the devotees, and I was able to find time to chant 16 rounds, and I was able to find time to study Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and that actually gradually was bringing me more and more pleasure than training and exercising and doing martial arts. So I still did that, but it was on the second burner. So Krishna seemed to gently put me, instead of the expressway in the martial arts, he would put me on the side road and make me focus more on the spirituality. And since I was working two jobs, one of my jobs was being a personal coach, personal trainer, and which allowed me for some teaching of exercise and martial arts, kickboxing. But it was not the same as I imagined to be years ago. It was not the same what I envisioned. So I was still doing it, and still doing that today. That kind of gave me an understanding of how Krishna works. He would like us to improve that particular service that we want, but he wants us to improve at the pace that he wants us to improve, and he wants us to always stay focused on spiritual life. This is number one, focusing on bhakti yoga. If you can focus on bhakti yoga, then everything else will fall into its place. You don't need to be overly preoccupied with our jobs or careers. We have to be somewhat preoccupied, but not overly preoccupied. And that's what I got out of it, my understanding of what happened with my school of martial arts. So 30 years later, I was I see myself working at this fitness clinic with my great brother Govinda, and I think Krishna had a better idea, you know, as I look from this perspective. And I really appreciate that, but I couldn't have appreciated that, you know, years ago. So this story was to emphasize the point that Krishna will adjust our plans. He will adjust so it's best for our spirituality, and it's best for other people in general. So we are not too aggressively pursuing our careers, and we are hurting other people on our way to become the best we can be in our careers. We want to be gentle and benefit everyone with our pursuits. Not very aggressive, but maybe assertive. Assertive, yes, but not very aggressive. we can be assertive for Krishna and make everyone happy. So that is the third point. The fourth point is that a part of the process of making this magic of Krishna work through your life is to let other individuals be part of your mission. Let other family members, let your god brothers, let your other individuals who may not be even devotees, let them participate in your service if they desire to. Give them this chance. Don't try to do everything yourself. And most things in life do not work out like this, that you can accomplish everything by yourself. It's not possible. It's not realistic. It's not practical. You can have a plan and you can do your best, but you can also delegate. You can also see what you're missing that other devotees, other individuals can bring into your project, into your service. How can you learn from others to improve your service, you know? So sharing is important of your service. Don't try to monopolize your service. I'd like to give credit for being able to work in the field that I like, outside of coming to the temple and studying bhakti yoga scriptures. I am able to work in my field as a fitness coach, and it is only possible because I have great managers at work, like my good brother Govinda, and I couldn't be at work the way I am if my good wife didn't take care of the rest of the house and the children. I would not be able to run my fitness clinic. It would not be possible. So this shows me how essential it is to let others help you on your way to serving Krishna better. And it will be appreciated. It will be appreciated by others if you let them help you. I think I covered most of the points, and I think in conclusion, I'd like to mention all the four points that are necessary to, in my experience, to allow Krishna shine his magic through your life. Those four points are making a brainstorm list of main services that you like to do for Krishna and that you like, and addressing that in your prayer daily, and allowing Krishna to adjust your plan if necessary, because you may not know everything in any particular time that's necessary for the best execution of that service. And then finally, allowing others to participate in your project, not trying to monopolize your service because you think you're the best at this, or you must become the best at this. Like one of my god brothers here, Jai Balada, was saying, don't try to be the best. You try your best and then see what happens. See what Krishna arranges. I think there's also one nice inspiring devotee that I think my wife listens to, and I also heard his lectures, Charu Das. He's a great educator in our movement. I think both my wife and I, we listened to his lectures, and he really made a point that we have to be patient to let Krishna drive our chariot, let Krishna do his work behind the scenes. So we may not see what Krishna is preparing and arranging for our service. We just concerned with what we see and what we can do right now, but that doesn't give us the right to criticize Krishna or to be impatient and says, oh, why is this not happening in this and that? Be patient and let Krishna work behind the scenes. If Krishna sees your sincerity, and the desire to serve the Vaishnavas and improve, Krishna will make arrangements to facilitate your service in the right way, in the way he thinks is right. So I think Charudas was the inspiration behind this. I think he had some great lectures. So in short, in brief, these are the four points that are necessary for proper execution and improvement of your favorite service to Krishna, so you can take it to the next level and make Srila Prabhupada happy, your Guru Maharaj happy, and all the Vaishnavas happy. Thank you very much for your attention and for coming here. I apologize for my lack of preparation here. I tried to prepare, but we didn't have much time this week. Hare Krishna. Any questions? I'll be very happy to answer. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, it's not working. Sorry, I can't help you with the microphone.
Thanks for the class, Ajahnacharya.
Sure.
More than a question, it's just a comment. And it's about my first experience with the Bhagavad Gita. I had mentioned it a few times before that my first Bhagavad Gita was a translation from a Bengali version by Juan Mascaro, a scholar in Sanskrit and Vedic literature, and he translated bhakti as talents in action or talents in motion, talents to serve, and that came to mind that whatever talents we have, we're artists or we're mechanics or we're whatever, if it is in the right mode, in the mode of not impassioned, but in the mode of goodness, with a humble state of mind, with a loving heart, and in the mood of serving, with no conditions, it's whatever we do, it's bhakti more than a formula that we have to do this or that. Whatever we do in our daily lives, like you with your martial arts, or Raktak with his art, or Mother Krishnarshana with her photography, or whoever has a real talent, if it is in the proper mood of serving, unconditionally, thinking of first Krishna, a God-driven attitude and activity, it's all bhakti. I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
It's a great, great comment, Prabhu. I mean, the proper attitude, and you express that attitude in your prayer to Krishna every day. You do my best in my service. If you express that your heart to Krishna, ask him for his blessings, and you be humble, then there are good chances you remain humble throughout the day and do your service in the right mood. So, like I said, the prayer would be helpful. Always pray your own personal prayer to Krishna to help him, allow him to help you, because we cannot do so many things. It's just we have a will and desire, but everything else is Krishna. He's the facilitator, the benefactor, the shelter. He's everything. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for the class, Prabhu.
Sure.
Yeah, I was very, inspired by what you were saying.
Really?
Yeah, you made my day just by, your presence and what you said to us. So. I can't say anything beyond what Keshava said, but it's the same thought. I was sharing the same thoughts. He just said it. I didn't say it, but I feel exactly the same way. So
thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you for your association.
Sure. And you're inspiring me to keep coming, Inspiring me. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Gabra.
Hare Krishna.
I am so lovely. And this is the welcome to me. I tell me. But I thought it was a beautiful day. And I thought it was a clerk. And I saw the talk. I said, I feel the first thing I ever felt. And together, I have to. So I just cry. And I'll be fine.
Thank you.
I am unable to understand. I'm sorry. Thank you. I felt it. I couldn't understand exactly what was being said. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.